Over the decades, dear listener, we've done a score of programs on East Germany's Ministry of State Security, or the Stasi. Clearly, one of the most repressive and horrific intelligence agencies to have operated in the 20th century. But one aspect of their work I hadn't heard about was the use of the death penalty, now enjoying something of a vogue from the United States to our neighbours in Singapore. West Germany abolished it in 1949, but it persisted in the East until 1987. We're now joined by Franziska Stunkel, the director of The Last Execution, a film which is a semi-fictional account of the Stasi agent who was the last person to be executed in East Germany in, 1981. Franziska's films have been screened in dozens of countries at countless international film festivals, and she's currently here as a part of this year's German Film Festival. Oh, and I should mention, she's a very fine photographer. Welcome to our little Wireless program. How did you become interested in the story of this poor fellow?
First of all, thanks a lot for having me. And it's now 12 years ago. I read an Impress article about the death penalty that it took place in the GDR in East Germany. And I was really shocked about this fact because I hadn't heard about. And I realized during my process of researching that a lot of people in Germany are not aware of it until now. And so I decided to step into research. And I found a photo years ago of Werner Teske. He was the last person to be executed in the GDR in 1981. And this photo really influenced me a lot because I wasn't able to forget this photo. I was asking myself, what happened to this person?
Well, you found the face in the photograph to be very sensitive.
Yes. It was a way... Yeah, his eyes, I think, in a way. Most of the time, it's about people's eyes, I think, and that you imagine that somebody could be a sensitive person. And he was 39 years old on this photo, and they took it the day he was sent to prison.
Now, he was born in 1942 in Berlin, and was a passionate communist. What lured him into the Stasi? Was it some sort of offer of academic status?
Yes, they offered him a professorship at the university, and it was a big wish of him to get one. And so he agreed to work for the state security service for a few years. And after that, he hoped to get the professorship.
But in the 70s, he becomes disaffected with the Stasi?
Yeah. The Stasi very much asked at a lot of universities in East Germany and schools people to join them.
So he becomes disenchanted and starts plotting his departure. And then he's arrested.
Yes. He worked for the Stasi, but there was a point when he wanted to escape, when he wanted to quit the work, but they won't let him. And so he decided to take some papers with him from his office and take them home with him, but that wasn't allowed at all. And people find out about it. The people from the Stasi, and they sent him to prison. And that was the beginning of a really fight for survival for him, because normally, to compare to the law in the GDR in East Germany, he hoped for 5 years of prison. But at the end, he was on trial, and at the end, it was sentenced to death.
Now, the trial was a secret trial, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a secret trial. I during my time of research, I read the files of Werner Teske at the Stasi Unterlagenbehörde. It's a place in Germany where all the files from the Stasi are storaged. And I read and listened to the records of the trial as well.
Was there any pretense at a defense?
Yes, there was a defense lawyer, but he wasn't able to defend him really, because it said that two or three weeks before the whole trial, before the whole process, everything really was decided. And so he never ever had a chance.
Now, as you pointed out, normally the expectation would have been 5 years in prison. Instead, he was sentenced to death in that secret trial and then shot in the back of the head at an execution site of the GDR.
Yeah, it's the way they executed people, first with the guillotine, but later on it started at the beginning of the 60s. They used this way to execute people.
How did you find out about his life and indeed his death?
There were only a few press articles about his life, and not with a lot of details. Only one interview his wife did after the wall breaks down, but not a lot of stuff. And so I talked to a lot of historians, and I worked with the Stasi Unterlagenbehörde and read all the files. And I talked to a lot of witnesses from the past, especially former prisoners. And so it took me 8 years, this whole research process. And during this time, I was also writing the script. And I think it's a huge responsibility, or I felt a huge responsibility with this theme, because it's an urgent topic in German history.
Now, you encouraged his wife to read the script, didn't you?
Yes. We sent her the script before shooting. It was very important to me, for sure, because I think if you are dealing with a real-life story, all the people you can reach should be know about it and should be involved. And but it's not a documentary, I have to admit. It's a fiction movie, and that's why I call the main character Franz in the movie and not Werner Teske. Because I wanted to make clear from the very beginning that a fiction movie couldn't be in every single step close to reality or close to the history. And so I think that's important. But for me, it was really important that the way they ask him to work for the State Security Service, for the Stasi, and the time of when he was in prison and when he was on trial and the way they executed him, that's all very, very close to the history.
Now, his widow wished you good luck before you began the film, and she has seen the film. What was her reaction?
She saw it on her own. So we sent her the movie, and it was her. It was her wish to see the movie on her own, and so she's very. She is living not in public, and she's not talking to anybody about the time. And so we are respecting this very well.
Now, as I said in introducing you, I had no idea of the scale of executions carried out up until 1981. Your researchers say over 166 of them.
Yes, that's right. And and even the people in East Germany, they didn't know about. And most of them realized it during these days, or at the moment when the government of the GDR was telling that there will be no longer the death penalty. And people were really shocked because they didn't know that there was death penalty before. And it was top secret, because the GDR in their way of thinking, it was also impossible that there's execution in a country where people are happy to live in, and where people are really happy in a way, and where no crimes are necessary in such a country. No one really want to escape such a country, and that was their thinking officially about, and so they don't want to know anybody that executions took place.
Now, your film was shot at the original locations, yeah, which is the former Ministry of State, yes, Security, and the remand prison where Werner was sent. Yeah. This must have added a sense of intensity to your work.
Definitely. It was very important for me to shoot there because I think it's totally different. For me, it was different during the time of research to spend a lot of time in these locations. It's, as you mentioned, a prison in Berlin-Hohenschönhausen. It's one of the original locations and the headquarters of the Stasi. They kept all the furniture there until now, and so it's very intense to go inside these buildings. And also, we shooted at a university of the Stasi and at a sailing club where members of the Stasi spent a lot of time, and at lots of other places. And so, yes, I worked with amazing actors from Germany. The main character is played by Lars Eidinger, and I'm very happy that they felt the same when they walked into these places, that it's really horrible in a way, and on the other hand, intellectual. These places provoke you that you want to know more about what happened there. And yes, and so we were all very happy, the team as well. Happy is a crazy word for that, but we are all very thankful that shooting there was possible.
And the interesting thing is that all this began for you as a storyteller with, yeah, that photograph of, yes, Werner. It changed, yeah, your life.
Yes, yes. Yes, it changed my life because, yeah, I spend it now, until now, it's 12 years I spent with this movie. And because I'm traveling now again after the time of the pandemic, now it's allowed to travel. And I think it's very important that we all talk to each other. And cinema is a fantastic place to share thoughts and discuss really important themes, because I think it's movie about the past and about an important fact of the German history. But on the other hand, some of the topics really are important for the current times as well.
And of course, not everyone, yeah, wants to know about this past, do they? For many, they'd prefer not to think about it or acknowledge it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to think about the past. But other ones are really thankful that movies about the GDR especially exist, and there are places where we can talk about the past. And because for a lot of people, it was traumatic to deal with the power and with the manipulating way the Stasi was operating on people.
Well, you've done a great job, and thank you very much for coming onto the program. I've been talking to Franziska Stunkel, director of The Last Execution, and the film is premiering in Sydney on Wednesday, May 25, in Melbourne on Thursday the 26th, and in Canberra on Friday the 27th of May.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.